This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. There are still so many beautiful flowers doing their thing in our landscapes. I'm loving the neighbor zinnias. My asters and liatris are blazing. My black-eyed Susans are on their way out, but that means they're ripe for a project. While the older kids have returned to school, there's time for some fun with the littler people in your house. The National Garden Bureau shared some fun ideas involving kids, gardens, and games. One of those is flower juice painting. All you need are fresh flower blossoms, fragrant leaves, absorbent paper, and imagination. Collect the flower heads and herbs after the dew has dried. Salvia, marigold, calendula, geraniums, dianthus, and those zinnias all produce bright and vivid colors. Fragrant leaves from scented geraniums, sage, and mint create a palette of green plant colors. Use the flower blossoms the same way you would as small sponges or paintbrushes dipped in paint to add color to pencil drawings or create freeform paintings. I particularly love this idea, creating an allium or zinnia fairy wand. You'll need alliums or any flower with a longer, sturdy stem, fresh or dried flowers and herbs with 4 or 5 inch stems, green florist tape, thin wire, and a paper doily. Gently strip any leaves from the flower and herb stems. Holding the allium in one hand, surround the flower head with 4 or 5 sprigs of a small contrasting flower or herb, adjusting the spacing as you go. Add 2 or 3 more concentric rings of herbs and flowers, fixing them so they're evenly spaced. Bind the stems to the allium stalk with flower wire as you go. Cut an X in the center of the paper doily, put the stems through it. Finish by wrapping all the stems to create a smooth, neat handle. Decorate with ribbons and streams, then make a wish. Check out my website for pictures and more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.